This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Inmates at the El Paso County Jail were not routinely given masks to stop the spread of coronavirus until last week. The jail recently saw the state's second largest outbreak of COVID cases. Officials say inmates were given masks only when moving around the facility, going to court, or if recommended by medical staff. Authorities say initially the jail did not give masks to all inmates because of a limited supply of suitable face coverings. Xcel Energy plans to build thousands of electric vehicle chargers. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Colorado's largest utility is asking state regulators to approve a $100 million plan to build about 20,000 new electric vehicle chargers across the state over the next 3 years. This includes chargers at homes, apartments, businesses, and along highways. Matt Frommer is with the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project. He says many drivers want to go electric, but worry about power.
There's a lot of misconceptions around charging, where you do it, how you do it, how long it takes. So we need some education there, and we also just need more plugs, more charging stations.
Colorado's Public Utilities Commission has until March to make a decision. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Colorado Symphony is canceling performances through May 30th of next year because of COVID-19. Refunds and other options are available to current ticket holders. The Symphony also announced a new on-demand streaming service that will launch in December to keep fans company for now. You're listening to CPR News.